In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You could spend a lot of time very well studying the letter to the Hebrews, and I would in fact suggest if you've never read it yourself, the whole thing, that would be a very good thing to do indeed. Because it talks about something which is kind of neglected, which is the priesthood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we know about him being our Savior, certainly, because he saved us from our sins, and that's true. We also know about him being our Lord. You know, he's the Lord of all. But very infrequently do we think about him being the high priest, the one who offers sacrifice for us. And this is perhaps the most important aspect of our Lord's ministry, both public ministry and his cosmic ministry, is as the high priest who offers sacrifice once and for all and continually for us so that we may be saved. And it is because he is the high priest who offers sacrifice that he is our Savior, that he is our Lord. It all comes down to that. And so, you know, when we think about our Lord, when we think about the Mass, we should think about our Lord. It is our Lord's sacrifice made present to us, which is why you're very lucky. I don't have to be extraordinarily holy in order for the sacrifice to do good for you, and neither does any other priest. Now, you should be. You should strive for it, but it's not required for you to have the benefits of our Lord's sacrifice made present to you through the Mass or any of the other sacraments, because Jesus is the one who is in charge. You know, sometimes, you know, people have asked me, well, you know, why don't we have a picture of the bishop or a picture of the Pope in the entrance area of the church, or God forbid, a picture of me? It's because, you know, really we're not that important. Jesus is the one who's important. That's why I'm not really a big fan about the, church marquees and Catholic churches that put the priest's name there. No, that's a Protestant thing. Jesus is the one who is important. Jesus is the one who is in charge. Now, another thing that comes to mind from our first reading is how the Old Covenant was a prophecy and a foreshadowing of the New Covenant. So if you really want to understand our Lord's ministry, you really need to understand the Old Covenant. If you want to understand our worship as Catholics, you need to understand the worship of the people of the Old Covenant, the sacrifices which were offered in the temple, and the priesthood of Aaron. Now, what you also need to understand is that they were shadows of the true worship and the true priesthood. Now, every now and again, some of our Protestant friends will get really hyper about the temple being rebuilt in Jerusalem and how it needs to be rebuilt and the worship of God restored in the temple of Jerusalem. No, it doesn't, because that has passed away. What is important is the worship that takes place in the true temple in heaven, and which is made present to us through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.